Hello?
Yes, this is brief from customer service with the callback. How may I assist you today?
Well, I have a question. My husband ordered a smart health watch from you, and all he had to pay was $695. But now he has a note from his bank saying there's a charge of $59.95 on his card from you. So what is that for?
Okay, yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with a zip code?
Excuse me?
Can you provide me with a zip code?
Yes, 59602.
Okay, and the first and last name is on the account?
Merlin, M-E-R-L-I-N. And Voegele, V as in Victor, O-E-G-E-L-E.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Can you provide me with your address?
935 Vallejo Road, Helena, Montana, 59602.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I do show order was done on January the 13th. You pay $6.95 for the smart health watch. It is a watch that tracks your heart rate, your steps, and your sleep. You was attempted to be billed for the $59.95 because the watch is a trial. You do have to cancel within 14 days not to be billed that one-time charge for the watch.
So now tell me that again. I thought you only had to pay the postage on the watch, $6.95.
It's a ship me now, pay later. So you do have to pay shipping and handling. You'd be billed within 14 days if you don't call and cancel.
Well, he didn't cancel, but he also, the watch did not come with a charger.
Well, it comes with the two prongs at the back of it. It's a clamp. You connect those two holes at the bottom of it, and you clamp it, and you connect it to a wall piece.
To a what?
To the wall piece, like, you know, when you have a phone charger where your cord connects to, you connect it to a wall piece, a wall outlet.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
Ma'am, as a charger, the charger that comes with a cell phone or like a tablet, the wall piece that you connect to the wall.
Like the, there's a USB and then the other end of it.
Yes, it's a block.
Oh, the block?
Yes, ma'am. You connect
what do you do with the block?
You connect it to the charger.
But we didn't get a charger.
Ma'am, it's connected to the back of the watch.
Do you have to open that back up?
Yes. You have to connect it.
How
you had to.
That? There were no directions.
Man, when the watch comes, it comes with a clip on the back. It's a little square thing that has two circles. It's two gold circle prongs on the bottom of it. You connect it to the bottom of the watch where the circle, where the square part is. Just because the watch is square, you connect it to the back of it. And you put it to a wall piece, which is a block, and you charge it.
So there should have been a square thing on the back of the watch?
Yes.
Huh. Well, I don't see that any place. It's all laying right on the table where you opened it. It's got the little round circle with a couple little holes in it.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, could you send another one?
Yes, ma'am. I can send you another watch, but you will have to send that watch back. And I can't provide you the proper info.
I can do that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So hold on one moment. Let me get that information.
So what, you send me a watch back?
I'm saying you don't see two little lines, like, on the watch?
In the back.
Check on, sometimes it'll be on the side. Do you see it on the side?
Yeah, I see the two lines on the side.
Okay, yes, ma'am. You connect it to the charger.
But I don't know what charger you connect it to because it doesn't. Nothing fits in there.
It's a US. You have to take. It's a the block that you charge is you the part that you connect your cord to. You take the cord out and you plug it into the charger.
But we didn't get a cord or anything. We just got the watch.
Ma'am, I'm saying it's a block. Any block that comes with a phone charger. I mean, any charger that you have.
Okay, I've got a charger right in my hand. And there's a block, and then you put the USB cord into the block.
You put the two lines into the block.
Well, doesn't something have to go into it?
What you mean?
Well, I've got this thing. It's a plug-in, and it's a block. And then you put the USB cord in it. And then you put the cord into the phone.
You take the charger out, and you connect the watch charger to that.
But then we don't have a watch charger.
The two lines is the charger.
Would you have to try to open it up?
The two lines is the charger, and you connect it to the USB charger.
I don't understand how you would do that.
Well, yes, ma'am. Let me just go ahead and just ship that. Let me just get you to ship that watch back, and I'll send them. Have them send you another watch that's not so difficult as far as the charger.
Okay.
Hold on one moment. Let me notate the account. Okay, yes, ma'am. So let me go ahead and provide you the correct shipping address for you to send that fitness watch, the smartwatch back. Like I said, we are going to go ahead and get that other watch shipped out to you.
Okay.
So that address is going to be 11551. It's going to be
11551.
Yes, ma'am. It's going to be East 45th Avenue.
Okay.
And then that's going to be unit C. And then that's going to be Denver, Colorado.
Okay.
80239.
80239?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
So that's going to be the shipment, the return address. Just you can send that defective watch back. And then while in the process of doing that, they are going to be reshipping you another watch as well.
Okay. And will be the same watch or a different one?
It's going to be a different one.
Okay.
Yes,
all
ma'am.
Right. Be another charge, right?
Ma'am.
There will be no more charges.
Well, no, ma'am. You're not going to receive a charge. You're not going to receive a charge. Just, you know,
no.
Like I said, you're not going to receive a charge. Just send that watch back. And then once you do receive the watch, give us a call the same day you receive it, so we can provide you the way to charge it.
Okay. Okay, I'll send that back Monday.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. And I did go ahead and note to the account. I do want to say thank you for calling customer service. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.